You're listening to SBS News.
As the outbreak in Sydney only worsens, the lockdown affecting thousands of businesses prolongs. And the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is lobbying the federal government for financial support.
Obviously, what we announce in the next few days will have a mind on supporting businesses potentially for a longer period, depending on how long the lockdown lasts. And can I say this? New South Wales has done its work. We're in negotiations with the Commonwealth and we hope to have something to say in the next few days.
Last month, states and territories agreed financial assistance for prolonged lockdowns would be divided. States would cover businesses, while the Commonwealth to cover households. But Sydney's latest outbreak has changed that. Gladys Berejiklian and Prime Minister Scott Morrison have been in discussions about a new support package for affected businesses. Mr Morrison says it won't be long term.
Now we've been working over the weekend with them cooperatively together to ensure that we can deliver a support that is targeted, that is proportionate, that is scalable and ultimately is a support that doesn't have to be there forever. It needs to back businesses in with the decisions they're making right now to support their staff.
The federal government's Expenditure Review Committee has agreed to a plan which will be announced imminently. But the opposition's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the government has been too slow to act.
We call on Scott Morrison to reinstate JobKeeper or something better as soon as possible. Every day that Scott Morrison delays means more workers and more small businesses at risk. Every day that Scott Morrison goes to ground and shifts responsibility in hopes that somebody picks up the tab could have dire consequences for workers and small businesses in Sydney.
Adding to the sense of urgency, a shortage of Pfizer doses. Overnight, the ABC reported former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd intervened and held a meeting with the global head of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, asking him to, quote, advance the dispatch of significant quantities of the Pfizer vaccine to Australia as early as possible. But the Prime Minister has played down suggestions. Mr Rudd's intervention led to the bringing forward of the Pfizer vaccine supply.
Look, I welcome the support from anyone who wants to assist with these things, and that's fine. But ultimately, as Pfizer has made very clear, I mean, this is a contractual relationship between the federal government, the Commonwealth government, and Pfizer. It's been a very positive relationship. I'm very appreciative of the way that Pfizer has been able to respond to all of our requests.
In a statement, Pfizer says the reports are inaccurate and the only two parties involved in these agreements are Pfizer and the Australian government. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.